Hello, welcome to Innovators Connect and the 2019 Reflections. My name is Steffen Knuth, Director of New Ventures from Wärtsilä, and I would like to share some thoughts about catching the waves on corporate startup collaboration. Before reflecting 2019, I would like to give you some background information about Wärtsilä, a Finnish technology and systems provider. Wärtsilä is a global leader in smart technologies and lifecycle solutions for the marine and energy markets. Wärtsilä has about 19,000 employees in 200 locations in 80 countries. Since end of 2017, Wärtsilä has a new purpose. It's enabling sustainable societies by smart technologies. About that time, also a separate digital organization was established, with the venturing team being part of that. The venturing team took care since then about startup collaboration within Wärtsilä. The venturing team is working as a venture client with the mission to establish collaboration between startups and the corporate business functions. We are aiming to mutual growth opportunities and to foster an agile way of working within our organization. So why I have chosen for my reflections the title Catching the Waves on Corporate Startup Collaboration? Well, Wärtsilä is a 185-year-old company, quite a traditional company with a heritage of large machines and motors. We find our motors on ships, but also in power plants. Like other industries, our machines need large investments. We have slow innovation cycles and also customers who are not eager to take risks. On the other hand, we have startups who are working much faster than we do and have a more urgent need to go into projects and applications than a large corporation like us. Finding the right scope, timing, and setup for startup corporate collaboration is a bit like catching the waves, though this is what the 2019 reflection is all about. What are we most proud of in 2019? Here I would like to highlight two programs we have been working with our energy and marine businesses. With energy, we ran our second Sparker program about Power to X. We worked very closely with our colleagues from the energy business, what enables us to have a good match to their strategic focus areas, supporting their vision to get to 100% renewable energy. We have been able to identify four exciting startups. With one of those startups, a good collaboration took place, where both the startups and we as Wärtsilä take good learnings about new technologies and new growth areas for Wärtsilä. Later this year, the energy business also did one seed investment in a carbon capture startup. So that, of course, is for the venturing team a great success that we supported the business in their journey to work with startups. The second initiative we are proud of is the Impact Program together with our marine business. This program we have teamed up with other corporates and ecosystem partners. Together we are aiming on business impact in startup corporate collaboration. We have found one startup with new technology for connectivity on board of vessels. So with this technology we can have really a step change in our industry on Internet of Things. The second startup already did great work on energy savings in the aviation industry. Now together we would like to do the same approach in maritime and therefore also becoming more energy efficient with our vessel operations. In addition to the startup collaboration, also the corporate started working together, be it in joint proof of concepts with the startups or on innovation projects on top of the activities within this specific program. As well, it has been quite interesting that this program also emerged in other cities and in other topics. So this concept of this program to achieve impact for business got very good traction in the industry and is an outstanding example on collaboration across the ecosystem. What challenges have we overcome in 2019? Here I would like to highlight three areas. First, we got a much better understanding within Wärtsilä what is corporate venturing all about. We are working as a venture client, so collaboration is key. So we need to find the right people in our organization and to guide them in a structured way of working with the startups. Here we made a significant progress in 2019. We also needed to get recognized by the startups around the globe. So here the collaborations with the startups really helped us to get a track record. Also, we get engaged with startups in several programs and supported them in their ecosystems, what really helped us to become attractive for startups in our way of working. The second challenge of the venturing team in 2019 has been organizational challenges. It's important that startup collaboration can take place in the right setup, with the right funding scheme, and with the right incentives. And here, certainly, We are still on a way to find the right setup within Wärzle, but we are improving. The third challenge has been around ecosystem building. The venturing team is active around the globe in various ecosystems, so each of the ecosystems have their own dynamics, focus areas, and customer base. So finding here the right setup and the right focus areas is quite important for our activities. And here we needed to find the right setup for each of the ecosystems. So, how do we do better or do things differently within Wärzle? As mentioned before, venturing within Wärzle is organized as a venture client, meaning we're aiming for collaboration and not M&A. As a framework for our collaboration, we have specified a Wärzle venturing model with different levels. Each of those levels are offering collaboration opportunities for startups to work with Wärzle depending on the maturity level. Our startups activities are part of a strong open innovation approach within Wärzle. We have set up several Wärzle acceleration centers in different ecosystems around the globe. As well, we are currently building in Vasa a smart technology hub with an open innovation setup, including startup collaboration. So even we are doing equity investment on case by case, and we do not have a venture capital fund in place yet. We are really taking care about the interface between the corporate and the startup to really ensure that from the start, business is involved in any startup collaboration we are about to set up. Furthermore, our activities are purpose-driven. Our purpose is enabling sustainable societies by smart technologies, what really helps us to identify startups and focus areas right from the start, according to our purpose statement. Although we make good progress in 2019, we are certainly not fully there yet where we would like to be. We still can learn from other corporates in that domain who are also working as a venture client. Especially, we would need to become faster and more agile in our way of working and to optimize our organizational setup. So what are the most important trends on corporate innovation from our perspective? First, innovation becomes more professional as a discipline within corporates. Here also, corporate venturing becomes more recognized. We can see more and more corporate venture capital activities growing across several industries. Second, with a growing number of corporates gaining experience with startup collaboration, it is also recognized that each of those collaborations needs a specific environment and an organizational setup to make this collaboration really work. This becomes even more important if startups are about to scale up, so they need really resources and investments to achieve their target. What is then, of course, a bit more challenging if they are too close to the core business areas. So here the corporates need to understand what an ambidextrous organizational design is and how they could establish two operating systems for their new business areas. The third trend to recognize is that innovation aims for impact. Impact both on business and on sustainability. So a lot of initiatives starting now really are aiming for measurable impact on business results and to be anchored on sustainability development targets. This is also a great opportunity for startups who are aiming to solve global challenges like climate change or ocean plastic pollution. Now, our final message to all peers on corporate venturing. If you are as well working like us as a venture client, you will also trying hard to get corporate and startup waves in sync, what is hardly ever possible. Citing from Dr. Mack's highly recommended innovator's book, you can't control the waves, so learn to surf. At the end, everything we do within venturing and startup collaboration comes back to people. We need to bring people together who would like to collaborate with the right mindset and within the right framework. I would like to give a great thank you for 2019 to Christiane Hepp-Gerwinen and Sufi Hakala from our venturing team, as well to my colleagues from Open Innovation and the Digital Organization for their support. As well, I would like to thank all partners and startups we have worked with in 2019. We are looking forward to continue our collaboration in 2020. Thanks to Hans Ballmakers for this opportunity to speak on Innovators Connect. In case of any further questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I will be happy to answer them on a personal message. Bye-bye.